This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, wakey, wakey, eggs and turkey bakey. It is DPHRO. It is Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. November the 23rd, 2021. This is hump day because, of course, this is a three-day week because of Thanksgiving. Right? Thursday, Friday, little holiday action. And, oh, we're gonna need some rest. We're going to need some sleep. The Jets stink on Sunday. The Giants say, hold my beer. What a performance. Do you remember yesterday? First of all, let me say good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
You're not doing great.
No, I'm doing fantastic. I can taste the steak and lobster as I sit here at 5:01. I can taste it.
First of all, your voice sounds terrible. Did you sleep at all?
No, I didn't sleep. Didn't sleep. Coached the game yesterday. Tough loss, but we'll talk about all that later. Focus on the Giants.
Oh yes, right into the Giants.
Focus on the Giants today.
You guys all win the. I guess Ray was the big winner, followed by RJ, followed by you, right, of the Survivor pool.
Ray. Yeah, we all. I mean, we're all losers, really. But it was Ray.
No.
RJ,
you all, three of you won. I lost, and that's fine. I'll take you out to a nice lunch or dinner, whatever you're looking for. But I'm not concerned with you people because I know what'll happen. We'll plan it, and then RJ will. You know, oh, I didn't realize I had to check with the wife. Or Santiago will have work. Or you'll have a game.
No, I'm coming.
This'll.
No, like, we're coming.
If I put like $2 away a week, by the time you guys are ready to go, I'll have thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars ready to go.
Call your financial advisor. Start today. Put $2 a week away, and by the time everyone has a day off to go to this lunch or dinner,
we'll make you spend every penny.
That's fine. It'll be like 2026. You'll be like, yeah,
like a rookie meal.
I think I can go. That's fine. Good. You know, I don't even care. I didn't care. I'm dead. I'm dead inside because all I wanted was just go out there, play a decent football game, and compete. I never thought the Giants were going to win this game. I had no expectations of that. But all I hear from you, they have Saquon Barkley back and Andrew Thomas is back and Kenny Galladay and Evan Ingram. And I mean, look at the embarrassment. Some people say Sterling Shepard's back even though he's not. Really? I mean, nobody knows. I watch this. This is garbage. I mean that's what it is. It's garbage. They're awful. This is my mantra, and they're not going to beat Philly this weekend, but I don't care what games they win down the stretch. I've said this. I say this more today than I ever have. I want everybody gone. Everybody. Gettleman, Judge, Jones, Barkley, you name it. Gone, 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 gone.
Yeah, don't say you guys were saying that Saquon was back and Andrew Thomas.
Oh, we had Max
back.
Kellerman yesterday.
Stop.
I mean, I see this as a shootout. This is going to be a shootout. I said, Max, a shootout? They haven't scored more than 30 points in years.
20 straight.
No, this is going to be a shootout. Shootout. They scored 10 points. And seven of them came on a 5-yard drive.
Yes. And you were gifted a touchdown. Now, they haven't scored. They've scored fewer than 30 points in 20 straight. When all the rules are geared towards the offense scoring points, you've scored less than 30 and 20 straight.
And the offensive line is just an
awful.
Embarrassment.
Will Hernandez is
awful. Watching him makes your eyes bleed.
Well, if he's not getting bull rushed right back into Daniel Jones' lap, he's taking a holding penalty. I mean, you heard it last night, though. You heard it. Like, they wanted to blame Daniel Jones, but they were having a hard time because the offensive line stinks so bad.
Stinks. But Jones is not. He misses throws. Again, is he where you'd hoped he would be midway through the year three? No, he's not.
No, I don't think he is. But I would agree with Jason Garrett's assessment that they haven't done enough around him. Because, I mean, between the injuries and everything else, I mean, Saquon Barkley last night, he had 3 carries in the first half. I mean, he was
an embarrassment.
Kenny Golladay was a non-factor.
Four targets, all slants.
And you actually missed it. The one you had for probably a touchdown, you missed because you didn't even look at Kenny Golladay coming across the middle.
Well, why would you?
He was just staring at Tony the entire time.
Yeah, why would you? I mean, really. I mean, Kadarius Tony is back. And this, we never get to see the Giants. Here's the thing, people. Then you're going to sit here and you're going to try to say it over and over. The Giants stink. They stink. That is a bad football team. I mean, I had people all over the, you know, if they win this game yesterday, if they win this game yesterday, all of a sudden you're 4-6 and you look at the schedule and now the 17th in the NFC. Stop it. Take it and get it out of your mind. Out of your mind.
It was everybody saying it, though.
Stupid people.
I mean, that was most of the conversation, was the Giants team coming off the bye, getting healthy. This Tampa Bay secondary is beat up, lost 2 straight. This is a perfect opportunity.
Great opportunity. But not when you stink. I mean, really, it's like me looking at the Jets and saying, you know, boy, I mean, if they go out there and they can beat, you know, some of these teams, they have a chance. Yeah, but then that's not going to happen. The Giants are lousy. They're a bad team. This is 5 years. How dumb are people? And I turn to, not you, I turn to everyone that falls for this. How dumb are you people that you looked at this, you know, if we win this game, go down to Tampa and win this game, all of a sudden, we have a real chance. Win this game. They have 3 wins on the year. They're going to win 5 games, maybe 6 if they're lucky. They stink. You could make the NFC have 10 teams go to the postseason and the Giants wouldn't go to the playoffs.
Yeah, this was one of those games that you felt like, or at least I felt like, that they should win. I mean, with everything surrounding what's been going on with the Bucs, they get Gronk back. They're starting to get healthy on the defensive side of the ball. Talking about, I mean, coach calls them off for being a stupid football team. You saw Brady's post-game interview. I mean, he was disgusted. So, and their first drive.
Oh,
I mean,
it was like a third down.
It was like a hot knife through butter.
You felt great after that drive.
Hey, here's the positive. I mean, you're tied 10-10 at one point. You should feel good about that.
I tweeted. I said, you're just an idiot. Like, if you think the Giants are going to win this game, you're just an idiot. And then Mike Evans off his hands, Adoree Jackson picked off at the 5-yard line, and then touchdown. And then it's 10-10. And I get tweets pouring. Oh, we're the idiots. Look who's tied 10-10. Stop with the tweets. Look who's tied 10-10. All right? Look, the Giants are back. Maybe you're the idiot. Yeah, I'm the idiot. I know. I know this team. I know. You all get excited? I never got excited. Never once. I was like, oh, I can't wait. So excited for this game. You know how I watch this game? I watch this game in my bedroom. Lying down on my bed. That's how I watch this game. Because this is a bad football team. Now, I got angry, and I stood up at times, and there was screaming, and there was yelling. But I knew if this was a game that I give the Giants a real chance to win and compete, this is not a bedroom game. This is a, you watch this in the living room away from humanity. But I knew. I know this team. This is what they are.
Yeah, but again, I don't look at this game. I get the coming out of the bye, they're getting healthy and everything else. But I mean, when Tampa's right, Tampa's one of the best teams in the NFL. Would you have liked to see them be more competitive and the offensive line not be so bad?
Or competitive. Competitive.
Competitive. I mean, yeah. Listen, Daniel Jones was pressured on 48% of his dropbacks. 48%. Your offensive line stinks. But this wouldn't be the game that frustrates me. It would be the games early on in the season. Like, if you really wanted to be a playoff team and compete for one of those wild card spots, the game against Washington would still drive me crazy.
Oh, it incenses you. And the one against Atlanta. But no, but here's the thing. When you go into a game and you say, the expectation is that we're not going to win, just look like a functional football team and at least put a little scare into them. And you can't even do that. You're right. Realistically, we didn't think they were going to win.
No.
I mean, the number was 11. That's a tremendous number. But just go do something that makes the nation say, oh, you know what? The Giants they're not that bad. And Daniel Jones looks okay. And look, I mean, Kadarius Toney and Kenny Golladay can make a play. And they look functional. Tampa's better. Tampa's going to win, but the Giants look functional, and they couldn't even do that. They weren't even close to doing that.
You want to borrow Joe Flacco next week?
If it means Zach Wilson plays, I'll take Joe Flacco.
Give you a better chance to win? Be competitive?
Yeah, well, we are going up against the vaunted Eagles defense, so maybe so.
Well, you say that. I mean, the interior offensive line is going to get dominated.
Oh, dominated. But here's the thing.
That was without Vita Vea, too, last night.
Oh, thank God he didn't play.
Oh,
could you imagine if he would have played?
No, I couldn't have.
But you say, you know, it's going to be awful against Philly. You can't kill a dead person. I'm already dead. You can't kill me anymore.
Yeah, but it still hurts.
Of course it hurts.
Listen, I'm insane. Salary cap situation isn't nearly as bad as yours is, because that's gross, really, with what you guys are going to be dealing with next season, which puts you in a real tough spot. But it still hurts.
Everything hurts.
I mean, is uninterested as I was in watching Joe Flacco play, it still sucks to watch a team lose.
This is just terrible. This is just absolutely terrible. And, you know, it's not a year of this. It's 5 years of this. 5 years.
You know what would make me nervous as a Giants fan, too, is this. Because you're not wrong. And I'm going through this right now with the Jets, is we all talk a big game as fans. Yeah, okay, we have a new head coach, we have a rookie quarterback, we have all this hope, and, you know, you got to give it time. This is, you know, put it in the slow cooker. This isn't a microwavable thing. You got to let it cook. Yeah, right. Like, say 6-7 weeks in, coach stinks, we want him fired, and quarterback right. Can't play. You know what I mean? So that's it. But what I would be concerned about now with the Giants is, and I was listening to Renan yesterday, he was on with Carlin before the game, and he is adamant, dude, adamant, that Joe Judge is not going anywhere. That whoever they bring in as the new GM is going to work with Joe Judge.
I don't know how you could take that tact. Like if you're the Maritish contingent, and you look at it and you say, if the Giants close the season well and fight for this guy and win 7 games, you know what? We'll consider bringing him back. How you could sit here now at 3-7 being just, I mean, absolutely destroyed on national television yet again and say that unequivocally this guy is back? How are you a respectable, maybe you're not, but how are you a respectable organization where you would make a comment like, you know what, this is the guy that we have to bring back for another season? How?
Because they don't want to get caught in the cycle where they're giving coaches 2 years and then firing them.
You know what got me incensed last night?
Oh, tell me, please. Tell me.
I mean, just incensed. And I don't know if you watched the game and you thought this. The end of the first half almost brought me to violence.
When he almost got strip sacked?
Well, yeah, you have 45 seconds. You're like your own 8. You're down 17-10, is that right?
17-10, correct. You're at your own 9. You got 2 timeouts and 43 seconds left.
You know what? Let's get out of here. We get the ball to start the second half. You can't score to begin with. Now I'm going to move the ball 60 yards in 43 seconds. You know what? Let's take a knee. Let's get out of here. And let's come back and try to fight. Okay. So, you know what? You go out there. You get like there's like a little play to Barkley. You pick up a couple yards. Now you have like 13 seconds left in your own 20. Okay. Now can we throw in the towel? Now can we take a
knee?
Oh, no. No.
No, we're throwing it. We're pushing
right,
the ball.
Right down the... I mean, it would have served you right if it got picked off. And I don't want to hear that's Jason Garrett. That's Joe Judge. You're down 7. You should probably be down 14 or 17. Get out of here. Regroup. Come back. Second half. And let's live to see another day. No. Let's be aggressive. Right down the field. You do it. Complete. Fumble. End of the half. What are you doing?
Yeah, but it wasn't even the fumble.
Well, no, he almost got sacked, and you saw strip sack staring at you in the face. It was terrible.
And that's coming off, and that's on the heels of Tristan Wirfs taking that holding penalty on Ojulari that negated that big Godwin play,
which would have been a touchdown or down at the quarter yard.
Exactly right. So now you're okay because you're not wrong. That game should not have been 17-10.
Oh my God.
You had 9 seconds. You take your second timeout, then you push the ball down the field, and he just barely gets that ball off.
So that you agree with my assessment, right? That was repulsive.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that. I mean, the reality is you haven't scored any points. Yeah, you have a hard time scoring points. You're the worst red zone team. Daniel Jones, I mean, completion percentage, that all stinks. But the fact of the matter is that you've scored 0 points in the last 2 minutes of the first half all season. Zero. You've been outscored 45 to zip.
45-0 in the final 2 minutes of the half.
Correct.
And now you're at your own nine. Let's take shots, baby.
Yeah, let's be a hero.
Let's take shots. Oh, this is going to be a show. This is going to be a show. And I'll tell you what, I am on the verge of a complete meltdown. Now you, as my friend and co-host, can do one of two things. You can be kind and say, you know what, I'm going, like a mother bird, I'm going to just nurse him to 8 o'clock, let him go on his way and go to bed. Or you can be like some kind of a tyrant and say, let me see if I can incite him and get him to go crazy. So it's really up to you. But there is a very good chance of me having a complete and utter meltdown. I am so, and it's not, I'm angry. I'm angry that if I check the mail, do we get mail on Friday this week?
I have no idea. Probably
I don't know.
No.
Is Friday a holiday or not? Probably not, right? You probably get mail. If I open my mail on Friday and there was a check from the Giants saying, this is hazard pay for us making you watch this for the last 5 years, I'd be like, you know what? That's about right. That they should be paying us for watching that garbage that they are putting on the field year after year after year after year.
I'll race you to the mailbox.
Yeah.
Because I should be getting my Jets check soon, too.
You should. A stipend. A stipend.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, you know what? Listening to him post-game, it annoys me. Angers me. Listening to the same song and dance. I haven't heard any of it. So shall we see if it's annoying this week as well?
Oh, I've heard it. I've heard it.
It's going to be, isn't it?
A little bit.
You know how checked out I was last night? I was struggling at the end of the game to keep my eyes open. Like, I was done. I just wanted the game to end. I'm like, all right, Tampa, pick up another first down. They're throwing up 20 with 2 minutes to go. Just pick up the first down. Take the knee. Let's get out of here.
And then you got a chance to see little Blaine Gabbert.
Little Blaine Gabbert, baby. That's right. You know what's gone bad when Tom Brady is rushing for first downs and then having huge celebrations and Blaine Gabbert checks into the game because it's just over.
That actually made me happy because I know it would drive. I knew the second he took off on that third down and Crowder tries to tackle him and he actually looked like an athlete for a second.
Yeah.
He got the first down. I was like, oh, Dave's probably losing his mind right now.
So let me see if I understand this now. You watch the Giants, and you think of me. Fine, and I do the same with you and the Jets. When something goes poorly, you're like, oh, God, that must have really got him.
Well, no, I get a lot of tweets during these games, right? Like, or before the games, that we need, you know, we should auction in a live look into Dave watching the game. So naturally, I'm thinking to myself as I'm watching the game, how you would react to certain plays. And I know that play.
Oh, what's it? Here we go. Oh, God.
And I can only imagine that Daniel Jones, the first interception Daniel Jones threw. To nobody. To Billy. To the area where Billy Price was standing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's my center. I'm going to throw right to Steve McClendon. Hey, Steve.
Yeah. Steve,
for his first ever interception. Thanks
for
coming.
There's no chance that man would ever have an interception unless somebody just threw it right to him softly. And that's what you got in that moment. All right, let's hear from Joe Judge, and then we'll get to the calls. And this is going to be a great day. Joe Judge understands the player's frustration with the offense.
We got to do a better job scoring points. I know it sounds pretty obvious and to the point with it, but I'm going to keep it just very blunt on that right there. We got to do a better job putting our players in position to make plays. We have too many good players. We got to put them in a better position to capitalize on it. That's it. We got to make sure, you know, we sit down tomorrow as a coaching staff and understand how we got to play this game and give our players a chance to make plays. So in reference to any kind of body language or anything at the end of the game, I'll handle the corrections we got to make. All right. But as a player, there's some things I'd be frustrated too with as well.
All right, so am I reading between the lines? He's not very happy with Jason Garrett right now?
I don't know how you put all this on Jason Garrett. I really don't.
It didn't sound very positive for Jason Garrett.
No, I mean, he's just... I think the takeaway from that is, and he's not wrong, is you have so much money and draft equity put into the offensive side of the ball for it to be this bad is gross. I mean, seriously, the amount of money you paid Kenny Golladay, $40 million guaranteed, the amount of money you spent on Nate Solder, Will Hernandez is a high second-round pick, Andrew Thomas is the fourth overall pick.
Tony is a first-round pick.
Tony's a first-round pick. Ingram's a first-round pick. Saquon's a second overall pick. Your quarterback's the sixth overall pick.
Yep. So you have this. You have the second pick. You have the fourth pick. You have the sixth pick. You have another first-rounder in Tony. You have another first-rounder in Ingram. You have, what else do you have?
Sterling Shepard's, he didn't play. He's a second-round pick.
Some people thought he was there, but he wasn't there last night. Maybe he did play, and we just didn't notice
him. Kenny Golladay got a bag.
A boatload of money on.
Solder got a bag.
A huge amount of money. I mean, Hernandez was like the second pick of the second round. It's embarrassing.
No, I mean, I don't know how you spend that much money in that amount of high draft picks on an offense for it to be this bad. In an NFL that is geared around offenses scoring points, you haven't scored 30 points. You've scored fewer than 30 points in 20 straight games, Dave. 20.
I know. It's not
easy. It's embarrassing.
It's really, really not easy. And he'll take the blame. Here's Joe Judge. This is the crap we get to hear every week. This is on the coaches.
Yeah, put that on down. You can put that down tonight. You guys can write that tonight. Now, the players got to execute. That's their job, right? It's our job to teach them. It's their job to go out there and execute. But we've got to make sure we keep putting them in a position to have success. And it's got to be consistently that way. You know, you can go ahead and write that down, and I'm not going to debate that.
So sick of it, though. We're going to find a way to fix this.
Well, you know what he's doing, though, too. This is completely a reaction to him with the whole headset thing. When he blamed the headset, then why is Joe Judge making excuses? Now he's going out of the way.
Yeah, right.
I don't make
excuses. The other way.
Yeah, it's on me. And we spent all this time talking about Jason Garrett and the play calling and everything else. I mean, that play call to Andrew Thomas is a pretty damn good play.
Okay,
who knew Andrew Thomas had better hands than Kenny Golladay? That
right?
was a great catch.
That was a nice catch.
It was a fantastic catch. I mean, he missed the block on the previous play, but still he made up for it.
I think that was just the setup. That was the beginning of the setup, yeah.
Oh, I like it.
If you miss the block, then they won't think at all that you're, you know, maybe going out to a
defensively though too. I mean, listen, I don't think Patrick Graham had a good game.
A good game.
I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, it's the same look, no disguise against Tom Brady. I mean, what do you think is going to happen?
Over and over and over. I mean, they destroyed you again. That was 30-10. That was a 45-7 feel.
No, I didn't feel close. That game never. Never felt like it was close.
Be fair with me now. Did it feel as close as 30-10?
No.
No, it didn't, right?
No, I told you. I mean, I was surprised it was only 17-10 going into halftime.
They tried to let Tampa score more points.
Well, and then you come out. I mean, then you come out of half, you get the ball, and you... I mean, that fourth and one had zero chance of working. Zero.
Oh, my God. Run the plays to Colin Johnson, baby. Big moments. It's incredible. They are absolutely incredible. All right, so we'll do this. Quick break, come back, lot of calls. 1-800-919-3776. More Joe Judge, some Daniel Jones, lot to do. We'll get a little Mets action we got to get into. Sounds like Steven Matz is going to make a decision by tomorrow.
Yeah, what are we doing with that? What are we doing?
We
couldn't wait to get rid of him. Now we're bringing him back?
Yeah.
I can't deal with the Jets stinking and the Giants being awful and whatever the hell the Mets are doing. I just can't deal with it.
I know, it's a lot. We should open a support group, you know that?
We should. Yeah, I mean maybe we add it to Man Camp.
I like that.
We sit down, like a little meditation, kind of a support group.
Yeah. Maybe drugs, right?
Have the bring Don in. We could bring Don in some mesk.
Drug classes.
You bring in some mesk?
Yes. Mesk.
Get a little
mesk. Oh, my God.
Hi, I'm Dave, and I'm a fan of the Giants. Hi, yeah. Dave.
Hi, Dave. Make it like a safe space, right? And then Don comes in. If it's too much for you to handle.
I've dropped acid. I've taken mesk.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, make it work for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I mean, how are we supposed to bring it back with that?
Nod your head to the beat?
Don't be nasty to Santiago now.
It's garbage.
You know, I'm being very polite to you right now.
You've been fine. I'm not going to complain about how you've acted, but I mean, really. I mean, first you cater to him by coming back to country music, and then this? What is that?
Okay, I won't be polite anymore then.
You know what? Here's the thing. I don't care.
Don't ever be polite.
Oh, you care.
I know you care.
No, I don't.
You said you didn't care early in the season, and that turned out to be a lie. So I know. Just when this team somehow finds a way to right the ship and win a couple games here, you'll be invested again.
No, I will not.
You'll be.
No, I will not. No, I will not. Don't you put words into my mouth.
Good times. You don't know me.
You don't know the first thing about me.
I know enough.
All right.
There's been worse things in your mouth than words. I can promise you that.
Hey, get Jordan on the phone.
All you shut up. Text Jordan right now. Get him on the phone. I need to speak to him.
You want Renan? By the way, I don't know if you saw this. This gorgeous tweet from Mega Red Christmas special.
Gorgeous.
I mean, the fact that this is a genius makes this artwork at 5 whatever in the morning. And it says it's like an old dilapidated graffitied building. And it has a billboard. And it says, are you a fan of the Jets or the Giants? You may be entitled to financial compensation. Call the law offices of DiPietro and Rothenberg, and gives the station phone number. By the way, you in this photo that he used of you, you look like a shystery lawyer.
Yeah, that's not a great photo.
I actually think it's a nice photo. I just like I would call you to represent me in the case because you look like a shystery lawyer right there.
Yeah, that's the goal, right?
Yeah.
We want the business.
Yeah, we do. We would get we wouldn't know what to do with all the calls.
I do the look on my face.
Right? You are. You're that guy. You're that ambulance chasing attorney in that photo. All right, let's get to some of these calls. Let's go to Garvin in Corum. Good morning, Garvin. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Garvin. Go ahead.
I am with you, Dave. I am at my wit's end with this Giants team. I want everyone gone. GM, head coach, quarterback, running back, ball boy, anybody at this point. They're unwatchable.
You're right.
Well, let's not lash out with the ball boy. I mean, come on.
No, if they got rid of the ball boy right now, I don't think anybody would have a problem.
I have a friend, a close friend of mine, that's a Jets ball boy.
All right, well, nobody's asking for his resignation. It's the Giants ball boy we want out.
That's a tight-knit group, though. They stick together.
Oh, do they? You think the Jets guy would be offended if the Giants guy got
out? Oh, I mean, he's probably going to text me in 2 minutes here.
How dare you?
Very upset.
But you know what? All right, so here's the thing. The GM is gone, right? We know that.
Yes, the GM is gone.
Okay, GM is gone. Quarterback, I guess the new GM is going to make the determination on that. Coach, I don't know. I mean, you say Renan swears that Joe Judge is back, but
he was adamant.
I don't know, man.
To the point where he said this on our show too, and then but to hear it again is actually startling. That John Mara still feels a way about moving off of Ben McAdoo as quickly as he moved off Ben McAdoo.
I mean, look at this schedule, Rick. You host the Eagles. There's no way the Giants are winning that game this weekend, right?
Well, the Eagles are playing better football right now.
The Eagles are better. So now you're looking at 3-8. Then you go to Miami to take on the Dolphins. And I know that early in the year, like, well, that's a win. That's not a win. I mean, I guess it could be, but that's not a win.
Right now, I mean, listen, as bad as your offense is, and your defense had playing, had, you know, leading into the bye, had played really, really well. No, I don't think you can circle any games on your schedule right now and say these are,
right.
These are
so, definitely
wins.
Maybe the Dolphins, right? Maybe. At the Chargers, loss. Cowboys, loss. At the Eagles, loss. At the Bears, you know, flip of the coin. Home to Washington, flip of the coin. So, in my mind, in a perfect world for the Giants, you're looking at 6 wins. But realistically, 5 or maybe 4. It's not on the table.
Yeah, your season's already over, though. I hate this. I hate these conversations. Your season is already over.
I understand.
Get fooled. It's meaningless football. It's meaningless. I can promise you, as an athlete, it's much easier to play when there are zero expectations and you're just going out there and you're playing. When the season's on the line and things matter, that's what you need to focus on.
Well, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters, really. I mean, you might as well start to watch guys and see if they're going to be on the team next year, because it does not matter. And Leonard Williams, I mean, where was he last night? Ojulari? I mean, he was manhandled last night. The Giants couldn't. I watched Tom Brady have more time than I've ever seen in the pocket. 6, 7, 8 seconds. They're rushing 3. They're dropping 8 guys into coverage, and he is just picking them apart. Picking them apart.
Picking them apart is exactly what he did. It's exactly what he did. He had plenty of time. Like I told you, I mean, he got, Daniel Jones got pressured on 48% of his dropbacks. Tom Brady, 17. And that seems high to me because it felt like he had as much time as he needed.
17. There's no way like two out of every 10 times he was pressured.
No, I didn't feel like that.
No, I'd like to know the definition of what actual pressure is, because they didn't get a whiff on the guy.
Does Tom Brady feel pressure at this point?
Probably not.
No.
No, you get near him and just eat avocado ice cream right off your face is what he'll do. Kenny in Jersey. Kenny, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, what's up, Dave and DePietro? Look, Dave, this is usually the time of year where I talk you off the ledge, tell you it's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not going to do that this year. It's over for y'all. You might as well just pack it up and get a good draft pick and hope Chicago stink just as bad as you guys so you can get a better draft pick and you can start really building on that offensive line and give Thomas some help.
And it's amazing, Kenny, that the offensive line is – it really is.
This offensive line is like – this offensive line is like Robert Saleh's new house that they just can't finish. They have to sue the construction company.
But how is it possible that you've, I mean, you invested a ton in Thomas, and he's good. He is good. But Solder stinks. I mean, you look up and down.
Hernandez stinks.
I mean, it's shocking how bad this offensive line is.
Skura's not very good.
No. Billy Price is mediocre. I mean, it's just lousy. Lousy.
And it's amazing, too. I mean, you got a chance to see what a good offensive line looks like. Like, that Tampa offensive line is good.
They are good.
And Tom Brady is good. I mean, that's the difference, though. I mean, that, like, when you watch Tom Brady and how he deals with pressure, now, no one expects Daniel Jones to be at that level. I mean, Tom Brady's, he's 44 years old. He's seen everything. I mean, the guy hasn't lost three straight starts since 2002. Since 2002.
I know.
Which is amazing, right? But, I mean, Daniel Jones still has the tendency to make really poor decisions with the football. And when you struggle as badly as they struggle on offense to score points, that's the last thing you can do is turn the football over.
It's just terrible. Speaking of turning the football over, now, I didn't watch the Manning Cast last night. Did you watch any of it?
No, I actually watched. I prefer the – and I told Steve Levy. I stand by Steve Levy, so I watched that broadcast.
Yeah, so you and I are in lockstep with that because – and Winthrop, our assistant program director, texted me, said – and this was nice of him. He said, Parcells is coming up on the Manning Cast. I just want to give you a heads up that maybe you want to flip over to it. I said, it's too much for me. I don't want to have like boxes on the game and guys in the corners and make, you know,
the interviews are too much.
I just want the game. That's what, now, if it was a different game, if it was teams I wasn't as focused on, maybe, but when it's my team, I don't want any part of it. So I didn't watch it. But I guess on the Manning Cast, Eli on one of the Jones interceptions, maybe the one to Steve McClendon, which was a great throw. Here is the reaction of one Eli Manning.
Jeez.
What did he say? Jeez?
Jeez.
Yeah. Was it jeez or cheese?
I'm probably going to say jeez. I don't know why he would say cheese in that moment.
Maybe Peyton was going to have something and Eli's like, put some cheese on that.
Jeez.
That's usually halftime, though. We save that for halftime when they have Peyton eating. Like when he devoured a whole piece of chicken without actually swallowing any of the chicken.
That was really remarkable. The whole thing. I would not feel comfortable eating on television like that, by the way.
Yeah, but it's not really supposed to be on television. Like, he didn't know. That was halftime. He was trying to eat because, I mean, halftime yesterday, too. Last night felt quick. And he was trying to stuff his face, and they had the cameras running. So they decided to play it. Now it's become a thing.
He's a hungry guy. Now, Santi, because he's such a good friend, he's like, you know, I have the full Eli breakdown of the interception right at my fingertips. So, all right, Santi, let's go. You can play it.
Computer would cooperate. I could play.
Oh, you know, no one's looking for excuses, really.
This is going to get ugly.
No, this is going to get ugly. He just said to me, Ray, you just, I have the whole thing. I'll play it whenever you're ready. I said, you know what? Fine. Play.
I have and a now spinning wheel on this computer right now.
Now all of a sudden there's computer demons, so you can't play it.
Listen, there's not much to it. It's just Eli was, you know, coming back from sort of explanation. And okay, now I think I've got it rolling.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Would you like to hear it now?
No, I don't want to hear it. Yeah, no, go ahead. Let's
it does it well just to try to get that seventh guy to stop the run, but still play good pass coverage. Jeez. Hit him in the helmet. He hit him right in the helmet.
Yeah.
Hit one defender in the helmet.
That's all.
That was the second interception. That must have been the second interception.
That's just
terrible. where White deflected it.
It's just unwatchable. Philip in Brooklyn. Philip, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. Daniel Jones has to go. And look, first of all, they got to start with the GM. Hernandez is terrible. I mean, this team, you think that they have potential, and then you see the stuff that they do, and it's like, are you kidding me? Those interceptions he threw, I'm like, are you really, dude? I mean, the coordinators, I mean, the Giants get to the line of scrimmage, and everybody's running around, and the clock is just ticking off. And I'm like, nobody can get set. I mean, I don't even know what to say at this point. I mean, this
Let's stop blaming the coordinators for a second.
They have talent, but they got a clean house. They do. I mean, if you're gonna rush Tom Brady, we know he's not mobile. You have to rush him up the middle. Tom Brady runs for almost 20 yards, and then he gets up, and then he's pumped up. And I mean, look. I'm done, bro. I'm done.
See? You see what they've done?
Let's stop this, though. Enough with this. Let's just blame the coordinators. Like, anyone that calls knows what the hell they're talking about, and they're blaming Jason Garrett for the play calling.
You think the play calling was good last night, though? Sounds like the head coach, who should know a lot, is not very happy with Jason Garrett right now.
Did you not like the play call, Andrew Thomas? Did you not like that play call?
Well, because I liked one play call. Well, how much of... he did a good job.
How many options do I have if my offensive line stinks to call plays? Like, if Kenny Golladay can't block... Like, I try to run a quick pass to Kadarius Toney with and Kenny Golladay's not a small guy, is he? Completely no. Whiffs on the block.
Maybe you send Kenny Golladay into a route other than just a slant for every single time. This guy was a deep threat.
It would be nice
threat.
If Kenny Golladay could actually stay on the field and be healthy and practice.
Well, you know what? If you're angry at the coordinators, I get it. I don't think there's anybody.
You don't even know why you're angry at the coordinator. That's my point. You don't even know. Like, you have no idea what's going on in that headset. Is it Daniel Jones that can't figure out the coverage and call the play on time? Like, you have no idea what's going on.
I think you're entitled to be angry at anybody if you're a fan of
the team.
Be
angry at whoever
you
want. I would start with the players. Like, Jason Garrett does have a track record of developing quarterbacks. Does Dak look like a pretty good quarterback?
Yeah.
How about Tony Romo? Is he a good quarterback?
He was fine.
Okay, so, I mean, there are some limitations when your offensive line is horrendous. Your quarterback can't help but turn the football over. Saquon Barkley hasn't been healthy in how many years?
Well, can we get there, by the way?
Devontae Booker is a better option right now than Saquon Barkley.
And I tweeted that last night. And I said, Devontae Booker is a better running back than Saquon Barkley. Oh, you don't know anything. I mean, is this the first time you've ever watched football? I'm sorry. If I came down from Jupiter and didn't know anything about football and watched those two running backs, to me, Devontae Booker looks like the better running back.
Whatever percent, listen, and he tweaked his ankle last night. Whatever percent
of course he did.
Saquon Barkley is at, it is not as effective right now as Devontae Booker is.
I mean, here's what I think you have to start the discussion. You can't turn and give this guy a big deal at the end of the season. You can't do it.
No, I would have a hard time doing that.
How can you possibly do that if you're the Giants? You're going to saddle yourself with now like a $14 million contract a year for this guy?
Well, it would be because you like the guy.
You know what? I think he's a wonderful guy. I'm not putting $14, $15 million a year into a guy who, A, can't stay healthy, and B, even when he's healthy, is not a difference maker.
But he can't help himself. I mean, he can. I mean, there's something in him that just he cannot help, but once the ball is in his hands, is to dance around with it. He can't help it.
He did it last night once at the line of scrimmage. I screamed. You would have thought I was being stabbed in the eye.
Well, no, there was the one where he catches the pass in the flat, and then rather than just lower his shoulder and pick
just
up
turn
a couple
up field,
of yards,
baby.
He dances and then right out of bounds.
He's a dancer. He's a dancer. Jim in Madison. Jim, you're next up on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. And you're absolutely right. I love Saquon Barkley, but you cannot sign him to a big deal. But I wanted to ask about Daniel Jones, and honestly, I've been in the Daniel Jones camp up until about, I think, last night. What happened from year one when we were watching him be electric, bomb the ball all over the field, running around. Then what we said was he has to clean up the turnovers because that's a big problem. And in a lot of ways he has, but where's the guy that earned, that got the name Danny Dimes? I understand that the offensive line is god-awful, and that should have changed by now, and it hasn't, and that's a problem. But, you know, up until last night, I was saying we can work around this guy. Last night, I'm saying, I don't know anymore.
I think it's fair. I think if that's your reaction, thanks for the call, Jim, I think that's fair to just not know what you're going to be at quarterback.
Yeah, I think everyone has that same question right now. I think even on the telecast, you could hear it. I don't know if Daniel Jones at this point or is going to be capable of being a real difference maker, if he can elevate the talent around him. I don't know that. I don't know how, like when you watch, and listen, I understand it. It's Bill Belichick and it's Josh McDaniels, and everyone is sick and tired of Jason Garrett. They want him gone. I get it. I understand that. But when you watch Mac Jones play and how quickly he gets the ball out of his hands, how quickly he can process what he sees as opposed to Daniel Jones, I have real questions about that. Because, I think he's got all the physical tools. Like, he can run. I mean, he's athletic. He can run.
And you want to root for him.
He's got great arm talent. Like, he's got the perfect disposition to be the quarterback of the New York Giants. I just don't know if he processes the game as quickly as he needs, especially with an offensive line that's not very good.
I mean, this is year three now, and you have more questions unanswered than answered at the moment with this kid.
Like that first interception, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Like, what? Like, where? You cannot make that throw. You can't.
Oh, it was just terrible. Like, you watched it, and you were sick in watching that play. Well, what are you doing? I mean, the only way that guy intercepts the ball is if you throw it right to him.
And directly to him.
And I heard them say, like, well, maybe he didn't see him. Come on.
Well, no, you had a tight end coming across the formation. But that ball was nowhere near him.
No, nowhere near him. And they said, well, maybe Billy Price was, you know, in his way that he couldn't see him. I don't know. I mean, it feels like you're making a lot of excuses.
Well,
there.
Here's the thing, too. The game is 17-10. Doesn't feel like it should be even close, right? You're only down a touchdown. You come out in the first possession of the second half. Yeah, that fourth and one was, I mean, that was DOA. That was dead on arrival.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
So you turn the ball over. Tampa gets it back, right? They score. And then next possession is the interception of McClendon. You can't compete like that against a good team. You can't afford to make mistakes like that against a team that is better than you.
The Giants can't, and that's the thing. They can't compete against good teams. Yeah, they can compete against the Atlantas of the world and those teams. They can't compete against a good team. They play the Rams, they get hammered. They play the Bucs, they get destroyed. Yeah, you know what? Every once in a while, they'll go down to New Orleans and beat a team that's, you know, probably very average. And all of a sudden, they'll, oh my God, the Giants are this. But when they play a good team, they can't compete. They're not beating those teams. 98.7 ESPN giving away up to $2,000 every week this football season with the Pigskin payout. Your faith in Gangrene and Big Blue is your ticket to cash in. So get your bets ready. Be listening in the 7 o'clock hour today for your chance to win. We're raising the stakes with DiPietro and Rothenberg and the Michael Kay Show only on 98.7 ESPN, your home for football. By the way, and I know you'll defend them because this is what you do. I was very disappointed in Kay yesterday. Very disappointed. Why, you ask? Because he was making the excuses of his game shouldn't even count. The Ravens pick shouldn't even count. He should get another pick, and they shouldn't get a loss.
This did not
sneak up on us. Lamar Jackson mispracticed on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and was questionable to play in this game. So
we've dealt with the same issues the entire season. Stop.
We took the Rams, and Robert Woods, we find out for the year. Before the game. Did we complain about it? Did we whine about it? No. We did not.
No, this is why I feel like it's turning, Dave. It's turning in our favor.
How good would it be? Would you sacrifice the fancy meal you're going to get from me for Survivor for us to come back and beat the K Show in our picks?
In a heartbeat.
You would?
In a heartbeat.
Nice.
I would actually buy you dinner. I would give you your dinner back, and then I would take everyone out for dinner if we
RJ, would. RJ, mark that. Hang on a moment. Let me see if I have this now. So these guys get two dinners. So RJ and Raymond now would get a dinner from me and a dinner from you. The dinner I owe you would go away and would become a dinner you owe me.
You and the rest of the show.
No. So then RJ and Ray, that's who you should root for. You guys then get two dinners, two separate dinners, which would probably be paid off by 2030.
Whatever you want. Anything you want.
Wow. Lugers.
You name it.
I think we go Lugers.
I'll get it.
All right. There we go. All right, 1-800-919-3776. Quick break, come back. We'll hear more from the Giants particulars, more from you guys. Got to get into the Mets. We got CMT, and maybe a little Thanksgiving Day preview of what we're going to eat and how the stuff. That thing makes me laugh every time.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.